The next group of skills fall under the task heading of self-management, and they include non-directive or non-coercive priming language use. So that's the language which you as the coach are using. Transparency within the context of self-management. So that's about your transparency or your making yourself seen to your client in a way that is authentic and yet appropriately held within the concept of self-management. So you're not sort of leaking out all over the place and out of control and so on. The next one is ethics, the coach's inner responses. This is very much about when that information comes to you from your client that jolts you, that triggers something deep inside you, and that becomes something that needs to be processed and managed by you within the context of that coaching relationship. And then there's what we call triggering compassion. So this is about allowing compassion to be triggered in you and, of course, in your client. In their context, it would be compassion for themselves, self-compassion. In your context, it would be embracing the field of compassion, both specifically for their lived experience that might include their suffering for which you experience or connect with compassion, but also the wider field of compassion that really is about a wider concept of allowing yourself to connect with the experience of being human that all human beings go through. So this self-management group will have been something that you will have leaned on heavily during your work with your clients, certainly at the beginning of their recovery journey. None of these skills within the context of working in the recovery to wellness journey will change, in the sense that we would expect that all coaches continue to practice the non-directive, non-coercive approach, be aware of their language and so on, and operate with transparency within the context of self-management and ethical issues about their inner responses and so forth. So none of these are particularly differently configured within the wellness context. However, as has been said in the previous section about environment and also previously about challenging within the context of design, there is a sense that in the wellness context, there is more room for bringing a robust calling forth to the client. Now, the implications for that are, within the context of this skill set, important, because we wouldn't want our commitment to our clients' fulfillment of their lives, and therefore our willingness to lean into the relationship with our client in a positive way, calling them forth and challenging them, we wouldn't want that to slip into a place where the client's self-management has slipped, in the sense that where the coach's self-management has slipped. The danger of making the decision to call your client forth is that we need to be vigilant about our agenda. Why is it that we're doing that? Are we really doing that in service of our clients? Or has something slipped in of our own agenda that we are allowing to come through and influence the relationship? So in this skill set, the main important aspect is to remember to make sure to check in with yourself around what is really driving your desire to challenge them, to call them forth, for them to fulfill themselves and their lives and their potential. This is also something important that can be worked through with the coach supervisor or your own coach, so that you can get some insight into what is going on for you.